Welcome to the latest Trendsetters podcast series from The Internationalist. I'm Brendan Banahan, Managing Director of the Internationalist Group of Companies. The Internationalist was founded to help better understand the reinvention of marketing by connecting the people and ideas in international advertising and marketing. Our Trendsetters e-newsletter lives at the heart of this Internationalist mission as it spotlights a person and an idea in international marketing. Over the last decade, we have amassed hundreds of profiles of extraordinary individuals and their groundbreaking work on our website. At that time, we've learned that there's interest in hearing the voices of these marketers directly, which gave life to our Trendsetters podcast. Now I'll turn the podcast over to Deborah Malone, founder of The Internationalist.
Thanks, Brendan, and welcome to another Internationalist Trendsetter show. Today's guest is Rick Tacchini, a marketer who made an extraordinary transition to podcaster. In fact, Rick has been part of the podcast revolution for over a decade and will soon celebrate his 3,000th episode. He is the executive producer and co-founder of Success Made to Last Productions, which includes America's favorite podcast about elite leaders, the CEO in 10 show, featuring Fortune 500 CEOs and serial entrepreneurs sharing stories about their breakthrough moments and favorite mentors. Without question, podcasts are trending now, and their growth is attributed to an explosion of content and an increasing ease of discovery. 10 years ago, 45% of people in the U.S. were familiar with podcasts. Today, 75% are aware of them. Remarkably, 80% of podcast listeners tune in for an entire episode, and the average listener tunes in to 6 shows per week. The podcast industry continues to accelerate with potential for advertisers. In 2019 alone, podcast ad revenue grew by 42%. By 2021, it's projected to surpass $1 billion in advertising, and almost half of all podcast listeners recall the ads they heard. Today, we're talking with Rick about the podcasting platform and how the future of this business segment shines bright. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rick. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Deborah. I am a huge fan of yours, and I'm so glad that Tim Love introduced us.
Well, so am I, and we really should thank him. And his last name is certainly a very appropriate name. He's done wonders in connecting a lot of people, and I'm proud to know him. So that's all wonderful. Well, let me ask you just a couple of questions about your business. And I think certainly today, one of the effects that we all feel from living remotely is not only an explosion of digital content and podcasts, but just ways that we're trying to connect with each other and learn from each other. Now, you were, as I understand it, among the first to host a series of podcasts, right? It's 11 years now with your Success Made to Last series. But could you tell us a little bit more about the origins and why you chose the podcast series, this podcast format?
Sure. I was doing publishing work with Guidepost,
sure.
In New York, and the editor of Guidepost and I were out to lunch, and we were talking about the future of communications. And I asked Ross, "What are you doing now?" And he goes, "You know, one of my serious side hustles is that we started this thing called podcasting." And we've created a NFL Bible for people that are studying fantasy leagues. Hmm. And we've got this, we go on the air, we sit around our kitchen table, and we take callers from around the nation, and we've become the experts and gurus on all these high school and college players that will eventually go into the NFL. And he says, "Why don't you try it?" And I went, "What, fantasy football?" And he said, "No, podcasting." So I jumped into it, and it was not that many years after my mom and dad had passed away. And the whole notion came up about, wouldn't it be great to focus on life lessons and to pass on the wisdom and the stories, and by the way, catch people before they pass away and and try to put together and orchestrate this chorus of voices, regardless of age, who can come together with this aggregated choir of wisdom. And mm-hmm. so that was the beginning. And we went to work with Blog Talk Radio 11 years ago, mm-hmm. and they were new to the scene. And I swear, Deborah, some of those first interviews sound like you're communicating between a Campbell soup can and a lemonade can with a string in the middle. And so sound quality has improved over the course of time. But that was the beginning of this whole thing.
Well, I think some of that grittiness does make podcasts more appealing than something sometimes something more polished and sophisticated, but I'm sure we'll see an evolution of it all. Now, it's interesting what you say about your doing it after your mother and father passed away. My dad, I'm an Army brat, and my dad was a very young man in World War II, and I always had wished that I had recorded him, and I didn't. And it's as jarring as it might be sometimes to hear the voice of a loved one when they've passed, it's also nice to be comforted by their stories. So that's an amazing, I think it's almost the human urge to somehow want to communicate, and we're certainly finding that now. Well, what would you like people to take away from your Success Made to Last series? Now, did that come after Life Lessons Radio, or was it a portion of it? Tell us how all that worked.
Yeah, it evolved over the course of time, and my publisher, Tim Moore, at Wharton Publishing and Pearson and Penguin, mm-hmm. was the guy that helped us get a book out called When Core Values Are Strategic. Mm-hmm. And Tim is also been the publisher for some very popular writers, much more popular than me, like Stuart Emery and Dr. Ivan Meisner and Jack Canfield and mm-hmm. on. And they had built this beautiful book series around success built to last.
I see.
And in that, Deborah, was the notion of how do you create a more significant life. And so in the last few years, I've gotten back together with Tim. We both ended up, our families moved to the Austin area within the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And we morphed this whole Life Lessons into Success Made to Last. Mm-hmm. And we've got, ironically, Stuart and Ivan are two of our pillars on board of advisors for us. Mm-hmm. And it's evolved from creating a life that matters to now living the best version of you.
I see.
With that new message, it creates this broader net. So we're talking to individuals and including series like the Deborah Malone Internationalist Trendsetter, because what you say really fits well into this version of what does a best version look like? It could be a leader, a marketing plan, an advertising campaign. It could be a songwriter that I just interviewed 10 minutes ago who's got a number one hit out. What created that best version song? And I think that there's a real human interest there in how can I take my life to a different new level and unleash my human potential?
Well, I'm imagining that people now, particularly if they're still in quarantine, are thinking about that even more.
Yes.
Are you finding that some of your mission has actually now intensified in that people are connecting more to try to find their best selves?
We hope that that's the case, but I don't have any metrics to prove that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone has parked themselves in a kitchen and they're eating more during the last 8 weeks of being hostage, mm-hmm. then I doubt that they're the best version of themselves.
Well, maybe there's another 8 weeks to try to do some of the indoor exercising. You never know. Sometimes it just takes one spark, you know, to change things.
Right.
So now, have you actually been doing these podcasts nearly every day now for 11 years?
Basically, yeah. I'm approaching my 3,000th show.
Oh my goodness. Well, I hope that quarantine will be over so there can be a big party.
Thank you. You're invited.
Oh, thank you. Good. If I can get on a plane, I'll be there. But what it must have, with all of these inspiring interviews, it must have taught you something about yourself as well.
Yeah, I am the amalgamation and the result of so many interviews, and I'm the first to be mentored. And every Monday for the last 8 years, I've done Mentoring Monday with a group in Dallas called Forward Women. And Diane Patterson, who used to run a $3 billion company, formed it around that professional women need to be paired up with mentors, or they need to be mentors to protégés. So, I mean, that's the first thing I get a dose of every Monday. And then it's just a cast of various other characters and actors and celebrities and common people. And so I've grown exponentially from the experience.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. And I think one of the surprises, or one of the great things about what has happened to people during this difficult time, is how they really do, it's part of human nature to reach out to other people. And I think not only celebrate with them or just talk with them, but I think there really is an interest in learning from other people or other experiences. Mm-hmm. Which makes me wonder a little bit about now the business of podcasts. I'm, of course, a lot newer to it. And it seems to me that there is an explosion of interest in it. Or what do you see ahead for the business of podcasts?
From my old company, Procter & Gamble, I'm finding out that they are now becoming one of the biggest investors again in radio and now podcasting, because you and I in this space can connect to listeners and they can attribute sales specifically to what they heard on a podcast from Deborah Malone or Rick Tocchini. Mm-hmm. And it is almost like in the day when Paul Harvey was around and he would give his personal testimony mm-hmm. about an insurance company. And because you trusted Paul, you may go out there and talk to State Farm. Mm-hmm. Or you may go buy a Chevrolet. So we have gone full circle when it comes to trusted names. This goes out to you, Tim Love. Trusted names and voices conveying a trusted message to a consumer who's going to go out there and actually purchase.
So that is different than the whole influencer culture that has grown up.
Yes, indeed.
And go ahead.
Like you and I were talking about before the show, if one of my favorite podcasters is Tim Ferriss, and Tim... when Tim is talking about LegalZoom mm-hmm. and a young entrepreneur in a startup situation who doesn't know how to even file for an LLC listens to Tim and he trusts him, then all of a sudden, guess what? LegalZoom is the first place that somebody goes.
Hmm. Well, I think that we're certainly seeing amid the pandemic, what I've certainly gathered is that as the influencer culture changes, people are looking to experts, or at least people with the experience and convictions, as a source of belief or recommendation. I mean, my new hero, of course, is Deborah Birks, and you know, not only do I love her scarf collection, but I just admire her as such an extraordinary professional. But I know that there are a lot of jokes around that she should have her own line of scarves, but
of course. Yeah. I like her also. I think she's classy. Mm. She's articulate. She represents someone who can tell America with a trusting voice exactly the way things are. And every time she speaks, she stands in opposition to some of the other people within the administration, not to be named, because I see her, I listen to her, and it's like she's almost like the old commercial of when E.F. Hutton speaks, stop and listen, because I look at her and I go, I believe her.
But she's also approachable. There is something about being bright and approachable that is a winning combination. Well, now back to the business of podcasts. I'm assuming that we're going to even see a bit of a rise when we'll all be back in our cars commuting to places again.
Right. Yeah, there's been an actual drop in listenership because the workforce, who's a great consumer of podcasts, has not been in the normal motion of going to work or exercising at a particular time.
True.
And of course, the commuting has been out, and commuters have been traditionally over the last 11 years some of our, you know, biggest listeners.
Yeah, I'm sure, but I also think that I know even for myself, I find it wonderful just to listen as I'm doing other things.
Right.
You know, even just small tasks. I think that maybe we'll change our habits somehow. So how do you think you've changed in through this pandemic and being sequestered and still working?
It's been a very humbling experience. And it has helped me put things into proper perspective and priority, and it really shifts the focus away from, I think, myself to others who are in much more dire need, and has helped me recognize that we have things pretty well in order, and we're very blessed, and that other people need our resources. So it's been a very humbling experience and sad, but it's also very positive from the perspective of, I think, our country and other countries like Italy and Spain, where we've lived, have been rocked to their core. And they really didn't, they were running at such a high speed in life that they failed to remember that family and community should have come first, and maybe that's where we're going to pivot going forward.
Now, that's interesting. That's interesting. I've been thinking a little bit about that, and I almost think that home designs might have to change so that maybe they're bigger and there's more little alcoves for people to do their own digital work without intruding on others. I don't know if that means a soundproof closet for podcasts or not, but you never know. Well, if you had one wish or even goal as to where your amazing business will go next, what would it be?
The altruistic goal is that when individuals of all ages and stages of life listen to one or more of our podcasts, that they were truly changed in some way and touched by our content, by the voices that they hear, and that they want to be a better person. Whatever that means, Deborah. I mean, it could be that they decide to go out and volunteer, they decide to go out and be a foster father, they decide to spend more time at work speaking with people more positively, whatever that is. So that's the altruistic side. The flip, the other side of it is that I hope that we secure long-term sponsors that personally mean something to our listening audience, and that we pay really close attention to our stakeholders. And those stakeholders are the audience and the guest and the sponsors. So we weave it all together to make something significant. That's it.
Oh, that's a pretty enlightened view of, I would say, both doing good and doing well. So I think with that, I think there's no greater goals that a business could have. And I certainly hope that you reach those goals. And I also hope that I'm a part of that. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. I think you've really put in perspective a lot of where business should be going.
We appreciate that. And I wanted to, again, compliment you. Throughout your illustrious career, you have been mentored and you've learned along the way somewhere how to ask beautiful questions.
Oh.
And you are really skilled as an interviewer and asking the right questions. And it's because somebody taught you how to listen well.
Well, that's very kind, but I think one of the keys is also if you focus on letting someone else shine, you wind up shining pretty well too. So there's a lot of give and take in all that. But well, what a pleasure talking, and I'm sure we're all going to be talking a lot more in the future. So thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick, for being a part of today's show and for being part of our marketing and media community. No doubt you've inspired our listeners to understand more about the power of podcasts. Now back to Brendan.
And that concludes today's podcast. Thanks again for listening. For more information on The Internationalist, please go to our website, www.theinternationalist.com. By the way, there's a hyphen between The and Internationalist. There you'll find more information on podcasts, interviews, as well as highlights of our various initiatives, including Marketing Makes a World of Difference, Internationalist Insights, Studies, and Intelligence Briefs, Awards and Case Study, Best Practices, Peer-to-Peer Marketing, Think Tanks and Forums, and the Internationalist Press. Thanks again.
This show is brought to you by Success Made to Last. Success Made to Last is a multimedia company with a focus on you and releasing your full potential. If you want to find out more information about all the programs associated with this company, go to successmadetolast.com.